From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. When she was elected mayor of Saratoga Springs in 2009, Mia Love made history as the first African-American woman ever to serve as a mayor in Utah. Now, Love, who's a Republican, is considering a bid for Congress. She just got back from a visit to Washington, D.C. I asked her about the purpose of that trip.
Well, the main purpose of that visit was to go out and see what congressional life was like, ask some questions, see if I could, if I were to jump into the race, see what kind of support I would get. And overall, it went really well.
So have you made a decision?
I am still testing the waters. You know, we're really close to making a decision. Still have to check out some things with my family, make sure it all works. I have to, you know, make sure I know where my priorities are and, you know, just make sure my family's taken care of. And then we'll move forward from there.
So tell me about some of the people you were able to talk with, like the National Republican Congressional Committee.
Well, we went and talked with them, and they were great. You know, they usually don't get involved with races until much later, but sure. The support was there. And, you know, it was a really good meeting, and I was pleased with that meeting.
And so were you kind of able to get a taste of what congressional life is like, especially with this debt crisis going on right now?
Yes, actually. There's a lot of work going around, a lot of media, and, you know, people have to make some hard decisions. And it was really exciting for me because it did show me, you know, during some really busy times what life may be like if I decide to run and certainly win.
You mentioned your family. What are some of the other factors you would want to take into mind as you reach a final decision?
Well, definitely redistricting is going to play a big part of it. We don't know where the districts are going to be. I can't be presumptuous as to where they're going to be. So, I can't come out and say, you know, I'm running for a certain district. We don't know where they're going to be. So I can't make a decision until redistricting has some sort. We have some sort of a good final draft of where that might be. So that's a main consideration. And of course, you know, my husband's absolutely wonderful and supportive, and certainly wants me to make these decisions. He told me that if there's something I can do, if I can make a difference, then it's my obligation to do it.
And so if you do get into the race, what would be the qualifications that you would run on? What would you tell the voters would make you a good pick for Congress?
You know, I'm sure we'll have a lot of voters that come out and say, you know, well, she's got small children at home. But I think it's important for people to know that that's the voice that's missing. The parent that has to deal with that knows exactly what's going on in the home. You know, the debt that we have nationally, it really falls on the children, and there's not that voice there. I was on the Hill, and I saw a lot of people stand up, and there was no voice that was actually a mom that deals with her children, that's been a PTA mom that's actually worked on the local level. There's no voice there, and so I think that's one of the things, that's the thing that's missing in Washington. So who's looking out for the future? So I think that where some people may see it as a weakness, I view it as a strength. Also, the fact that I've worked on a municipal level, I'm a grassroots person, and I think that the decisions that are made on a federal level and on a state level really prohibit, a lot of those decisions prohibit what we can do on a local level, and that's where the power should be. It shouldn't be in federal government. It should be with the people. Those are the things that I believe I bring to this race. I'm uniquely qualified for this because I've dealt with, you know, municipal government for 8 years now, and I'm experienced there.
So you would be running as a Republican. Where do you consider yourself on the political spectrum when it comes to, you know, both social and economic issues?
I'm really conservative. Very conservative. I don't know how else. I certainly wouldn't put myself in a box and say, you know, I'm a certain candidate, the Tea Party candidate. I love the Tea Party. I think the Tea Party does great things for us nationally. But I'm a candidate that runs on certain policies and certain principles. I'm a free trade person. There are certain policies that I run on, and if I fit into that category, then it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. I'm your candidate.
And finally, you mentioned redistricting. Saratoga Springs, for example, is not too far from Harriman, where Carl Wimmer will be running for Congress. Do you anticipate that perhaps the toughest part of the election might not be the general election, but getting out of the Republican state convention if you do run?
Well, I'm not considering any of those things now. I don't know where they are. I'm certainly not deterred. I'm not deterred by Representative Wimmer. I'm certainly not deterred by, you know, whoever's in the race. I'm not deterred by Jim Matheson, for instance. That's an intriguing race for me if you know, he actually jumps in. But we'll see. We'll see. I can't really make any comments on those things until we know exactly where we are with redistricting.
All right. We've been speaking with Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love as she considers a run for Congress. Mayor Love, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.